Welcome back to another episode of the Spectrum Dad Podcast. I'm your host, Fred Marvel. And for today's episode, I have Dina from Lily and Magnolia Travel back to join me again. If you remember, she was a guest on a previous episode about a year ago. Dina is a certified autism travel agent. And what we're talking about today is my family's recent trip to Disney World. We talk about everything that went into the planning of our trip, different choices we made, different options we had, and then we talk about everything that went on during our trip, what went well, what went wrong, you know, what mistakes we made and what we did right. So I hope you guys enjoy my conversation with Dina. All right, I am back and I'm pleased to be joined by Dina from Lily and Magnolia Travel. Dina is an autism mom and a certified autism travel agent. How's it going?
It's going well. Thank you so much for having me back on the podcast, Fred. I was so happy when you reached back out to me again to talk about one of my favorite places.
For people that have been listening, Dina was on a while back, but my family and I went to Disney World in January. So I figured now would be a good time to have Dina back on to kind of talk about some of the things that we go through traveling with our kids on the spectrum and some of the things that like places like Disney World and theme parks and destinations that everybody wants to go to, some of the things they have to offer to help our kids out. And one thing I completely forgot, because I think it might have been an Instagram post. Just starting at the beginning, one of the things we skipped was TSA Cares. If you're traveling through an airport with your kid.
Right.
What is TSA Care? I mean, it didn't, luckily, our airport experiences both ways were phenomenal. Our flights were on time. We did direct flights from Philadelphia to Orlando. And we booked well in advance. Like, you know, we could pick our seats, did all that sort of stuff. And, you know, we flew out Monday morning. There were no lines. We didn't have to wait too long at all. So that really went well. That's not always the case. So what is TSA Cares?
So TSA Cares is a program offered through the TSA. And you have the very latest to sign up about 72 hours before your flight. And it's a program that helps you get through airport security with like minimal stress as possible. And of course that can't be guaranteed depending on, you know, how many people are, but it's really nice because they will try to accommodate you as best they can. And it's as simple as making the phone call that's on their website, or there's a form that you can fill out. And it just helps you get through security in the TSA pre-check line, if that line is shorter than the regular line. And it also helps, like, if your child, for example, wears earmuffs or they wear sunglasses to protect from light, you know, sensitivity and stuff like that. They don't have to take off their shoes, their jacket, or take off their earmuffs or sunglasses if they don't want to, and they won't go through the x-ray machine, but they try to just make it really quick. But you can be subjected to a pat down because you won't be going through the x-ray machine. But the really nice thing is that your travel party won't be separated. So I know that sometimes when you have to like go through a pat down, like the single person that's getting pat down has to be away from everybody. But like, I know, and I'm pretty sure, you know, like if I was separated from my son in that manner, like that would be not great.
Right. Yeah. And that's helpful, because one of the things I did not anticipate in this trip was anxiety levels. Because, you know, we made it through the TSA line and security and all that stuff absolutely, like, perfect. Couldn't have gone any better.
Right.
But once we got to our gate, of course, our four-year-old has to use the bathroom.
Oh, no.
So my wife takes, you know, no big deal. My wife takes them to the bathroom.
Yeah.
But as they're gone, you know, of course, they make the announcement that now it's time for our flight to board. now everybody knows, like, even though like your flight's boarding, you still have like 30 or 40 minutes before, you know, it takes a while. It's not like you're leaving in 2 minutes. But, you know, no matter how many times you tried to explain that to our 12-year-old Alex, like, he was absolutely panicked that, so that's one thing I did not anticipate was anxiety. So, you know, she showed up, everything was fine. Like, it was no big deal. Cause we were, in the first boarding group. So it's not like, you know, we were even close to being late or anything like that.
Right.
You know, the bathroom was literally like maybe 20 feet from our gate. So, you know, it wasn't that big of a, but to him it was, you know, and I get that because he's been building this trip up in his head for a while. You know, the next thing we did, though, is going to Disney World is transportation from the airport. We paid extra to just be in our own, you know, they have the buses, Mears Connect, I think it's called.
Right.
We paid extra so we weren't grouped in with another family and, you know, going to three or four different resorts. Like, it was just us in the van, and they took us right. We stayed at Art of Animation Studios. So that's one thing I did ahead of time because, like, I know he was excited about this trip. And I couldn't imagine, like, you know, he just sat on an airplane for 2.5 hours. And now we're going to sit and wait for the bus to drop off, you know,
three or four other resorts
before they get to us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's one thing I definitely would recommend. And like I said, we stayed at Art of Animation Resort because, you know, my kids are all young. Alex is the oldest. He's 12. And then we've got a 9-year-old and a 4-year-old. So they loved all the we stayed in the car suite. They loved all that and everything like that. You know, and that was key. But before we even left, Disney World offers the disability pass, the DAS pass.
Yes.
You want to give some like background on that, like what it does?
Yeah, I would love to. So there's two versions of it. And I know it's either way that you feel most comfortable with doing it. The first one is the old way where you would, once you arrive to the parks, you will go into guest services and explain the accommodations that you need. And it works both ways in that manner for both sides of the pass. Explaining the accommodations you need. I don't think it's lawful for them to ask you what your actual disability is, but just explain like, hey, you know, because a lot of autistic children have trouble waiting in line. So saying like, I would struggle to wait in line, or, you know, he or she can't stand something or another, and like, this is what we need to have the best support with. And then the cast member will issue you the disability access pass. And the old way, I think it's just on your phone, and you'll just go up to a kiosk and tell the cast member like, hey, we want to ride this ride or whatever. And then they'll give you a return time. The new way changes a little bit in that now you can use it through the Disney Genie app, but also you can schedule a 30-minute virtual call to Disney, like about 30 days before your trip, so that part of the process is done. So you don't have to worry about that once you get to the park. So I'm like, oh, I love that. And I wish that more. I think Disney is the only one doing that. Universal's pseudo doing it. Like, you can call them in advance, but you still have to go and tell them about that.
That's exactly what we did. You know, we did a Zoom with one of the Disney cast members, you know, a few weeks before we left, and
which I think is great.
Right. And another thing we did was they let you schedule two rides each day. So before we even left to fly down there, we had we stayed for 5 days. We were in the park for 4 days. So we had two rides scheduled. We had eight rides scheduled before we even left our house.
Which is awesome. That's like the old way of how they did Fast Pass before.
Yeah. And that was great. Because one of the things that they don't require like any kind of like proof of disability or anything.
Right.
They didn't ask to see like Alex's like a report from his doctor or anything like that. I mean, they take your word for it. But I do like this way better because we go to Hershey Park every year, and
Right.
they have a disability pass as well. But that's where you have to go in, wait in line at guest services, and then they give you your pass. And the guest services line could be like 20 minutes or so, which defeats the purpose if your kid has trouble waiting in line,
Exactly. Like,
So
that's all.
yeah.
Yeah. It's like, okay, well, this is ridiculous. Like, we could mitigate this by doing that virtual call, or
Right.
at least doing a phone call to them beforehand, so that all you have to do is really just pick up your pass and be like, okay, good. Like,
Yes.
we're
Yeah.
good to go,
No, that was great. So, we had we went through our list of, I was just as bad as Alex was, being completely honest. I had spreadsheets of all the we went to Magic Kingdom and Hollywood Studios. We did 2 days in each, and I had spreadsheets of all the rides and all the shows in both parks. And we went through them, and let Alex pick what rides do you want to schedule, and like here's the here's we watched YouTube videos on the rides, and that as funny as it is, I think that's a good way to help prepare our kids, is there's so many of these YouTube channels that go to the different theme parks, not just Disney World. So
But
they
everywhere, yeah.
yeah so they can know what to expect.
Exactly. Like, because you don't want to be like in line for Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, and then your kid's like, "Is this a roller coaster?" And you don't have the answer to
Exactly.
that question. Was supposed to scared of roller coasters.
Exactly. We did it all. We looked at videos on the restaurants we had reservations at, and things like that. So they would know what to expect. Like, okay, we need to do this, or hey, we can skip that thing, that sort of thing. Yeah. And then, so we did the Dash Pass and we did the Genie Plus, because without the two of them combined, it would have been, I mean, it's packed. I guess everyone's excited that, I guess the pandemic's like over now and you can get out and enjoy yourselves and everything like that. But because it was mobbed there, and without the disability pass and the Genie Plus, like we would not have been able to do nearly as much as we did, because the lines were insane, absolutely insane.
And I don't really know, like, maybe it'll level out eventually
Right.
because of like opening up. But and this is only something I suggest ever if it's within your budget and you can do it. But like, another way to mitigate all those crowds too is to sign up for one of the VIP tours. And that's,
Okay.
again, totally subject to your allowance worth money. But like, I have had a couple clients that have just been amazed at like how tailored the tour is for you, and like how you're able to do everything that you want to do within, I think the minimum is 5 hours for the tour. But it's all like behind the scenes access and getting to ride whatever ride that you want to, because you have your we call them plaid shirts taking you around the park, and just getting you on all the rides that you want to get on. And I
Right.
think that is such a, like, especially if you have a child that might like be super duper anxious around crowds or anything like that, because they will take you, like, if you want to go from like park hopping too, they'll take you to different parks as well. And then you can get as much done as you want to within the allotted time that you paid for. It just makes it can make the experience so much better, especially if you've been to Disney like a bunch of
Right.
times and you're looking for something new.
Yeah, and the other thing we did too was, I know a lot of people debate whether or not to stay on in a Disney World resort or stay outside the resort. We stayed in the resort. We stayed in Disney World because we lasted maybe 4 or 5 hours at a time in the parks. So we would go back, take a break, swim in the pool, get a bite to eat, that sort of thing, and then come back. And just staying, honestly, staying in the Disney World Resort made that so much easier. One of the other reasons we chose Art of Animation was because of the transportation options it has. It's got the buses and it's got the Skyliner too, and That made it a lot easier too. It's like when it was time to go, like, all right, let's go, we hop on the Skyliner, we're back to the resort in honestly 15 minutes.
Which is amazing.
Yeah,
Because
no,
sometimes those
I know.
lines for the bus can be super
Yes.
long.
Yeah, because
So.
I remember as a kid, we drove down when I was a kid and stayed outside the resort. And you're taking the tram car to and from the parking lot, and then you got to get in and you got to drive in, you got to drive out, and that sort of thing. And as we all know, like when it's time to go with our kids, it's time to go. Like we're not, we don't have time to be waiting for tram cars and long lines to get out of the park and things like that.
Which is just ridiculous. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, even as like, neurotypical adults, I'm still like, I don't want to do that either. Like,
Right.
it
Oh,
does
I know.
not
No,
sound like fun to me.
yeah, no, the Skyliner was absolutely amazing. I mean, they loved like seeing like, oh, which character are we? Because a lot of them are like wrapped in like different characters, and
Right, yeah.
which one are we gonna get? And things like that. That was cool.
Which is really cute.
Yeah, because like I said though, just the added flexibility because Alex got overwhelmed a lot, especially towards the end because these kids they get so excited and they build this up. Like I told you before we started recording, he's been begging to go since they opened Galaxy's Edge, the Star Wars section of Hollywood Studios a few years ago, begging. So we made him the appointments ahead of time for the to build the droid and to build the lightsaber. And when he went in, he knew exactly what he wanted. He didn't even need to look at like the menu or the selections or whatever. He knew exactly what was offered. He knew exactly what he wanted. And you know what I mean? So like he'd been building this up. So he got burnt out by the end of it. And I know we pushed it. We did 4 straight days in the park.
Oh
Which
my
I
God.
don't recommend.
No,
Take a
never.
break. Take a
Yeah. At
break,
least like a break between like a, I like to plan with my clients like 2 days and then a pool day and then two
Right.
more days so that you have time to relax. But then
Yes.
I don't know, did you take advantage of any of the quiet areas or in the parks, or did you
See,
know
that's
about
what I
them?
wanted to talk to you about is like towards the end, we were looking for the quiet areas, but to me, the ones we found were just like benches out in the middle of it. It wasn't like a separate room, like a cool, you know what I mean? Like a sensory room. A lot of places have specific rooms now. Like think of it, like connected with like a family restroom or a nursing area, things like that. So yeah, I mean, the last couple of days we were looking for those and my wife pulled it up. We were in Toy Story Land and we're like, oh, this is it? Like it was just a bench outside of one of the exits for one of the rides. Like to
I
me, I
think,
did not like that.
yeah. Sorry, I'm getting more macaroni. Just 1 second.
Oh, you're good. Yeah, but I that's the, that was one of the things I was really disappointed at is there wasn't.
I feel like they're so unfortunately with Disney, I don't think they have quiet areas, but there's not like actually a quiet room as in the instance of I know that Universal just built a quiet space that's
Right.
in Universal proper. But I don't besides the designated quiet spots, which are actually outside, they don't have a space. And I hope that they take a note from Universal with their space and do something like that because they could build something like right next to the baby care center, that could accommodate, like even if it was a low sensory space with like low lights and maybe some like what are those octagon shapes that you can press them and they light up? I can't remember what they're called, but maybe something like that where you can just calm down and be in the air conditioning and be away because there are quiet spaces, but they're just not like what I think about when I'm like, okay, this is a quiet room where I can go and take
No,
my child there.
like I said, we've gone to Hershey Park the last few summers, and there are actual rooms there that you can go to, like separate completely, like so you don't hear the noise, you don't hear the people, you don't hear all the music and everything like that. You can go and actually like relax. And
For sure.
yeah, that was that was one of our probably our only the biggest disappointment there.
Yeah, and unfortunately, like you can't really, unless you have a reason to be in the baby care center, like you can't really use that space, which would be great too. Because some of the places, like I'm thinking of, I don't know why I'm thinking of Disneyland in particular, but I just remember there was a TV in there with like a little table and chairs that kids could eat at, or you know, sit down and watch cartoons like if mom was feeding the baby. But like that's not meant for just anybody to come in and relax. And it's like that's really, but yeah, I mean, if anything, that's one of my biggest gripes too, is just the real lack of a designated quiet, like an indoor quiet space, you know, because what happens when it rains? Do you have to go back to
Yeah, I know.
your
I know.
home? You know?
But yeah, so, definitely don't do what we did in 4 straight days in the park. I mean, hey, we got done everything though.
Yeah.
The boys did every single ride in the Magic Kingdom and every single ride in Hollywood. So that was a plus, but it was definitely too much.
Yeah.
Next time we stayed Monday to Friday. Next time, we flew out Friday morning. So next time
Oh my
we're going to
goodness.
spread out our trip and
Right.
then incorporate more quiet days. Like even if Like you don't want to stay at the resort. Like you can go like shopping or walk around different
Right.
resorts. That's one of the things that I was really impressed with Alex that he did. I mean, he's a little bit older. He's 12, so he has his own phone and we let him walk around. He went if he needed a quiet if he needed a break, he would go to walk around to the other resorts. I think across from Art of Animation, I think it's Pop Century or something like that. He walked around and checked that out by himself, and he had his phone and everything, so we can see where he's at and stuff like that. But quiet time like that is helpful that we
Right.
probably should have incorporated more of,
Yeah, and I feel like some people, because my experience with clients that I've worked with, it feels like, oh, this is the one big trip they're going to take during the year, so they want to make the most of it. And I completely sympathize.
Oh yeah,
But at
that was us.
the same time, yeah. But it's like I always say, I know what you're saying. I know you want to get everything in, but like Disney World and Universal and other theme parks are still going to be there next year. So like just take some time. Like even if you only do 4 hours a day in the parks, then that's like just make the most of those 4 hours and then, you know, call the rest of the day a calm, peaceful day. Maybe go to the Lego store, you know, in Disney Springs, or go just spend the day at the pool. And the resorts have so many activities. So even if you had a quote unquote down day, like there's still so much that you could do just at your resort. It's insane how much they have at all the resorts.
Oh, yeah.
I could totally make up for not going to the parks, you know, like movies at the pool or their scavenger hunts or finding all the hidden Mickeys. And I feel like the hidden Mickey thing is so like calming because it's, you know, just walking around and looking for hidden Mickeys and you need minimal interaction with other guests. And it's just my oldest son loves doing that. So it's just something to bring it, you know, bring the vacation fun down a
Oh,
little bit, you
yeah, it's
know.
one of, and I think it's one of those things too, where if the more you do it, the easier it will be,
Right.
because like the next time we go, he'll know what to expect.
Right.
It won't be brand new. It won't, he'll already have the lay of the land. So, he's already, believe me, he's already planning our next trip because like we didn't go to Epcot, we didn't go to Animal Kingdom.
Right.
He already knows about the new rides that are opening up and things like
I
that.
know,
So,
Guardians of the Galaxy, I'm so excited.
yes. Yeah. So, I won't keep you any longer, but if please, I need you guys to, if you're planning any kind of trip, please reach out to Dina. Where can people find you? I mean, you're amazing. Like your
Oh,
website's amazing.
thank
You do great work.
thank you, Fred. I really like Thank you. All shy right now. But you can find me on my website, which is www.lillianmagnoliatravel.com. I'm on Facebook and Instagram at Lillian Magnolia Travel. I'm mostly on Instagram. I know that's how Fred found me. So
Yes.
yeah, and I'm always happy to answer any questions you have. I can't plan your vacation like on an Instagram chat, but I'm definitely happy to answer questions for sure.
Right, perfect. Thank you so much for coming on today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Fred.
All right. I really hoped you guys enjoyed that conversation, and I can't let you guys go without the dad joke of the week, so here it goes. Why do seagulls fly over the ocean? Because if they flew over the bay, we'd call them bagels. Thanks for tuning in, guys, this week. If you enjoyed this week's episode or any of my other episodes, please leave me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. I really appreciate them. And you can always connect with me on Instagram at the Spectrum Dad Pod. Talk to you guys later.